Good morning, everyone. Our opening hymn is hymn number 763. It's in the red hymnal. I'll invite you to stand. Hymn number 763. Gracious God, we thank you for this day, the gift of learning, the joy of faith. Bless Henry this morning as he shares the comfort and the confrontation of your word. Open our ears and our hearts this morning, O God, we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
Today's reading comes from 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13.
Today's reading comes from 2 Chronicles 5, 13. It was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when the song was raised with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments, in praise to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. Here ends the reading. Good morning, everybody. As you guys may know, I'm Henry Elling, and I am a senior music major here at Education. Almost at Education. And as any good Gusty, I finished writing this 10 minutes before I got to chapel today. As far back as I can remember, music has been an integral part of my life. It's always been there, from singing hymns every day to just music you hear around every day to the ones that we hate to admit that are our guilty pleasures, such as, for me, musicals. Any day you can see me walking around, I'll be listening to Hamilton on my phone. Music is also just one of the most widespread entities in the world. Even if you are not directly involved in playing music here at Gustavus, you're constantly listening to it, or it could just be happening to pass along and somebody else is listening to it at that time. It's just an ever-present thing in your life. While music is an everyday occurrence, for me, it's something more than that. It gives my life meaning, and it gives my life purpose. Music can cause deep emotions, from utter sadness to elation beyond anyone's wildest dreams. The Bible mentions multiple times about praising God with music, but it never mentions the sad or angry music. Why is this? I feel it's because people don't like to always mention the emotions that are not positive. We are taught to push away sad and anger and only embrace happy or no emotions at all. With music, it allows you to feel everything, and that unfortunately is absent from the Bible. Or is it? Music is praise in every form, and no matter how you choose to express it, God gave us this gift, and when you use it, God enjoys that. The great thing about music is that it is not the universal language. Yes, it's not actually the universal language. Many people go around saying it, but to different cultures, it could just be sounds. And to Western ears, Eastern music sounds completely foreign, and vice versa. Every culture has its own specific style of music, and while it may be right for some people, it may not be right for others. While music can be appreciated by everyone, it is always open to interpretation, just like any good art is. The composer can intend one meaning to come across, but due to life experiences, the listener can derive a totally different meaning from either the text, chords, or overall piece. That is one thing that makes music so great, and I won't feel the exact same way as you would feel about something, such as how Chaplain Brown feels about the Canticle of Eternity. Passion is the art behind music. If there is none, it will fall flat on its face. We have all been at some performances or listened to a recording of a group who is just going through the motions, and we are not even close to being blown away by the end of it. Then we listen to the exact same piece the next day, but this different group has meaning behind it, and they're playing with light. You just see the life in their eyes as they're playing it. This is what makes music great. Music has an immense power to heal people and can also bring closer if needed. I know for me personally, music has helped me heal with the death of my grandparents. It can be a cathartic experience to just let emotions take over with music. And with music specifically, I can almost feel God's presence just around me and surrounding me in that moment. This just kind of goes back to the verse in Chronicles, where it says the singers raise their voices in praise to God, saying he is good and his love endures forever. With my grandmother, music for her was her savior because she had Alzheimer's, and even though she had forgotten most things, she was still able to sing along to her favorite Christmas tunes near the end of her life. And even though she had forgotten everything else, through the grace of God, she was still able to sing and enjoy her favorite music, even though she couldn't remember what she was singing or even why she was singing it. Another thing I love about music is that it always is evolving, and different forms appeal to different people. The verse talks about praising with trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. We have nowadays instruments that they could never have imagined. The main instrument I play is saxophone, which, in relation to every other instrument that is commonly played, it's honestly the newest one. And while it's never specifically mentioned, I like to think that every time I play it, I'm praising God in one way or another. One of my favorite hymns, that's not really a hymn per se, it's more of a prayer, is the doxology. This is one of my favorite songs because every Thanksgiving, 80 of my closest family members gather in one small farmhouse in the middle of Illinois, and just to go over just for Thanksgiving dinner and to catch up on the year. And our prayer always before dinner is the doxology. And my mom always likes to brag that we sing in four-part harmony, and then she sings along too, and so she can't really brag because she's also doing it. This has instilled extremely pleasant memories of this piece throughout my whole life, and just ever since I was born, it has been with me. And so that's kind of why it's my favorite hymn. Specifically with hymns, it's just interesting looking at hymnals and knowing that all the hymns in there is a compilation of different composers throughout history, all trying to praise God in their own specific ways. It is also interesting to see that there's different hymns in there, but they take the same music, only add different words to it, but it changes the meaning. Thank you guys for allowing me to kind of geek out at you for a few minutes about music. I hope I've informed you a little bit just of how powerful and ever-present music is in life.
We will sing what Henry mentioned, the doxology. It's, for those unfamiliar, it's number 884 in the red hymnal. We'll sing it together. Let's stand. 884. Go in peace, love, and serve. Thanks be to God.